This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The only candidate and the only campaign to use foreign disinformation in 2016 was Hillary Clinton.
Republican Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas speaking there on Fox News, reacting to the news that President Trump announced he has authorized total declassification of documents related to the Russia investigation, as well as the emails belonging to former Secretary of State and presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. President Trump is calling for a standalone bill to send a second round of stimulus checks. The president saying the checks will go out immediately and he's ready to sign it now. That news comes as President Trump instructed administration officials on Tuesday to end talks with Democrats on another coronavirus stimulus bill. The president saying Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi was asking for too much funding and not negotiating in good faith. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
A grand jury indicted Mark and Patricia McCloskey on charges of exhibiting guns and added one charge each of tampering with evidence. The McCloskeys waved their guns in June at Black Lives Matter protesters who had trespassed in their private neighborhood. McCloskey saying the protesters were not peaceful.
Threatened us with murder, with rape, with arson, with burning our house down, taking over our house, even killing our dog.
Officials at the University of Utah say they are very proud to be hosting the vice presidential debate, even if it's a smaller event than originally planned.
I think the excitement on campus, the engagement of our students in the civic process, and just being able to showcase Utah.
University spokesman Chris Nelson speaking on NBC News. The university and the Utah Debate Commission say the total cost of the debate will wind up being between $5 and $6 million. This is USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
As many Americans continue to deal with the effects of the coronavirus pandemic and lockdowns, Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine is helping folks in his state that are struggling to pay rent and mortgage payments. The governor acknowledges in a press conference on Tuesday that many folks are having a tough time covering bills due to the pandemic.
We will take coronavirus money that we will take what's called the CARES Act dollars, and we will take to help those people who have to pay their rent, and they're way behind their rent, their mortgage.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is telling teams they better start taking coronavirus protocols seriously, or else. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has the details.
The NFL says its teams need to get serious about adhering to COVID-19 protocols, and if they don't, it could cost them dearly. In a memo to all 32 teams, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said compliance to health and safety guidelines is mandatory and that failure to comply could bring some serious penalties like fines, the loss of draft picks, or even the forfeiture of a game. The league's tough stance on compliance comes after having to delay the Week 4 matchup between Kansas City and New England and having to reschedule the game between Tennessee and Pittsburgh that was to take place this past weekend and moving it to Week 7 in the wake of several positive tests. The Titans have been dealing with the league's largest coronavirus outbreak, with 20 organization members, including 10 players, testing positive for COVID-19.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. James Herson, best-selling author, media and legal analyst, is with us now. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Hey, doing great. You know, here in the People's Republic of California, we're surviving, waiting to overthrow the regime.
Well, I'll tell you, we better, or otherwise we're going to end up with, the United States of California from coast to coast.
You know, that's a very good point. California is a preview for what would happen if the left were able to take over Washington, D.C., the same Democrat Party who say that they'll get rid of the filibuster, pack the Supreme Court, add states arbitrarily, and essentially create a one-party government for as far as the eye can see, and then they'll be free to pass all of the insanity that we heard during the presidential debates. That means, you know, new Green Deal, open borders, defund the police, etc., for real. And,
right.
You know, we would be holed up in caves, no longer having our Second Amendment rights, just basically living like a medieval lifestyle.
Well, James, Chris Wallace is on the phone. He said that Joe Biden didn't exactly say that, of course, because Chris Wallace interrupted him and wouldn't allow him to say exactly that.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, I said Chris Wallace's performance as a moderator was the worst ever. It was beyond Candy Crowley. It was absolutely shameful for a journalist to do what he did, to constantly debate and peck at President Trump and to basically act as a lifeguard, saving Joe Biden with interruptions, changing the subject, and then asking questions that were not on the agreed topic list, like the question where he used the term climate science.
Yeah, where did that come from?
Well, it is an attempt, obviously, to bring up a subject that wasn't on the agenda, to try to trap the president to be able to call him a science denier.
Right.
And similarly, bringing up the canard of Charlottesville that has been debunked, and this ridiculous question that he had asked in a previous debate about denouncing white supremacist groups, which President Trump has done over and over and over.
Yeah, how many times does he have to denounce white supremacy before the left, including Chris Wallace, understands? I mean, he's been pretty plain and direct about it, and even then, during the debate, three times he said he didn't support white supremacy, and I don't even think Chris Wallace understood and knows who the Proud Boys were or are.
Well, and the whole idea has nothing to do with understanding, of course, because Chris Wallace is part of the Joseph Goebbels propaganda brigade.
That's for sure.
That has repeated the big lie of President Donald Trump being a bigot, trying to basically frame Donald Trump as this racist.
Where's the evidence of his racism and his bigotry? I mean, because you know whether you're a Ku Klux Klan leader, like, oh, let's talk about a former Democratic senator. I mean, you can look back historically and see direct evidence. I don't see direct evidence of Donald Trump's racism. In fact, I see just the opposite. If he's a racist, he's a terrible racist.
Yeah, I mean, he never was. His history, he never was called a bigot or a racist until he sought political power. And his administration has been anything but racist. Ironically, Joe Biden's record, where he defended segregationist, perpetuated segregationist policies, and passed draconian crime bills, is actually deserving of questions like
exactly.
That. But the only reason Chris Wallace did that was to bring that subject before this large audience so that it could be blown up as it was afterwards and distorted. Even when President Trump denounced it right there at the debate.
Three times.
Of course, yeah, the CNN liars come back and say that he didn't, which was it. So it was the whole debate was shameful. But the amazing thing, there's two things. One is to look at a transcript of the debate. If you have doubts whether President Trump won the debate or you have doubts whether Chris Wallace should be fired, read a transcript. You will not believe the content when you read a transcript. And that's what happened to the audience of Telemundo, who watched the debate with subtitles, because they read a transcript in Spanish. And so right after the debate, a flash poll shocked the world where the Hispanic audience said that Trump won 2-1.
Yes.
Like, I mean, it was incredible. It was like 64-66% to in the 30 percentile range, and that's because the content of the debate, it was overwhelming. Trump was aware, he knew what was going on, and Biden was out of it. I mean, it was being bailed out either by Chris Wallace or sometimes by the people that were speaking into his earpiece, which I'm convinced there was some digital aid.
Well, there was a wire. Did you see that picture? There was a wire hanging out of his...
Yes, I did.
Yeah. So
yes,
what is that?
I put it up on my Facebook page. Yes, there was a wire. They deny it. But what's even more important, Biden had this strange body language where he would close his eyes, put his head down, be silent, all of a sudden come out with a new subject. And one of the times during the debate, this is on my Twitter page, there's a loop. He closes his eyes. He bows his head. You can tell somebody's coaching him. And all of a sudden, he says these words out loud, good luck. And then he goes on talking about another subject. Why did he say good luck? My theory is someone said it to him in his ear. And so he said it back.
Yeah,
which is similar to what he's been doing in his virtual interviews when he reads the cues on his teleprompter, like turn the page or
yes, right. Yeah, but know. James, that term, what he said something in a Muslim term, though, which
that's right too.
Yeah, he used that. So where did he get that from?
Yeah, that's a very good question. Apparently the Biden campaign seems to think that they need to shore up the Muslim vote, I suppose, by having him say that term. But right, that wouldn't be a term that would be on the top of anybody's head that was raised as a Protestant like Joe Biden. But
well, he's a Catholic, actually.
Oh, he's a Catholic. That's
right. Catholic,
no, he
right.
He says
right.
He is. He says
right.
I shouldn't. But anyway, it's a Catholic con job. But in any case, there's no question to me, watching his body language, that he was being coached. And then there were these pictures of a wire in a previous town hall, he had a flesh-colored device in his ear. And it just, he acted like that. He had weird contact lenses on as well. Some people on my social media said they might be transition lenses, but they also could be prompter lenses.
Right. Could you imagine? We've got to go to break. We've got more from James Herson. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made-in-the-USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This report is sponsored by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation. Living with chronic back pain? You're not alone. Up to 80% of people in the U.S. will experience back pain at some point. But could your back pain be a form of axial spondyloarthritis or AxSpA, an inflammatory arthritis of the spine? It can cause stiffness and reduced mobility. There are approximately 1.7 million people living with AxSpA and related conditions in the U.S. However, because it is underdiagnosed, that number may be higher. Rheumatologist Dr. Hillary Norton has ankylosing spondylitis, or AS, a form of AxSpA.
Inflammatory back pain is chronic, so it never really goes away, even if symptoms come and go. Adding to the complexity, men and women with AS are likely to experience symptoms in the low back, whereas women may present with pain around the neck area and often have more peripheral joint pain. That's why it's important to talk to your doctor and get a correct diagnosis.
Visit monsterpaininthas.com to complete a 3-minute quiz to learn more.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. James Herson, New York Times bestselling author and legal analyst, continues with us. Yeah, the term that Joe Biden used in the debate, and it was one of those ones that went by very quickly. I mean, talk about a dog whistle, and that was inshallah. I think that's the way you pronounce it. And that's the word Biden used during the presidential debate. It is a common Arabic phrase translated to God willing when he was arguing with Donald Trump about when the president would release his tax returns. So why would Joe Biden, you know, a Catholic, use inshallah?
Yeah, I mean, the only way, I think that's also an indication that someone was whispering in his ear and felt that that word would somehow pique the interest of those that spoke Arabic that were watching. And obviously it did, because it hit the news and went viral, and there were all kinds of people analyzing its meaning. But it's... you know, it's just typical of the, basically Chris Wallace let everything go by, even let Joe Biden claiming that Antifa is just an idea.
Right. He and Jerry Nadler, that's what they believe. It's a myth. You know, the other thing we were talking earlier about interruptions, I want you to do the math here, James. According to Fox, because Chris Wallace is still trying to defend himself about the interruptions, there were 145, according to Fox's count, interruptions by the president, only 67 of Biden. Of course, they don't want to say that Biden, you know, first started. I think he interrupted the president three times in the first 2 minutes. And so as it worked out, as they counted 145, 67 for Biden. But what they don't say is how many times Wallace interrupted the president. He interrupted the president 75 times, Joe Biden 15 times. So 75 plus the 67, we start getting into parity there when it comes to interruptions, because as Donald Trump plainly said, the debate was 2-on-1, was it not?
No, I mean, it was clear. Well, it was kind of 1.5-on-1, because he was basically debating Chris Wallace, and then every once in a while that weird dude with the earpiece would chime in. But the only substantive debates were with Chris Wallace, and Chris Wallace had said before the debate that he was going to be invisible. That was his goal. He was a liar, because he came in as a tool, an apparatchik, a propaganda vehicle. And ever since, by the way, Chris Wallace has had an on-television meltdown, one after another, just in a very defensive manner, trying to revise history, trying to change the impression of his pitiful performance.
Oh, it was terrible.
He's kind of been unmasked, and so now he feels free to just be a hardcore liberal like he always has been. I mean, he's always been a registered Democrat. And, you know, what's interesting is Chris Wallace's Fox News Sunday that he hosts, he's basically jammed his panel with all never-Trumpers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he has Stephen Hayes on his panel.
Right.
Stephen Hayes doesn't appear on any show other than Chris Wallace's Fox News Sunday. And he has on that, I think her name is Jillian Turner.
Mm-hmm.
She's basically a deep state Trump hater.
Mm-hmm.
And then a liberal and another Trump hater. I mean, the panel is a joke. And they're handpicked by Chris Wallace so that he can have a Trump hate fest. And, you know, which, of course, he and the rest of the media did in reacting to the leader of the free world being hospitalized. They reacted.
Boy, did they just like lose their minds on this stuff? I mean, their heart and souls just went out the window on some of this stuff, saying, well, I hope he dies. Are you kidding me?
Well, they couldn't make up their mind. You know, some of them said, I hope he dies. And others, like Michael Moore, said, he's making it up. Joy Reid said he's making it up, meaning Trump is making it up to get out of the debates.
Yeah.
Trump is faking COVID. And it's like the press was all divided up because in one hand, the press, what they've done with Trump is that it's announced that Trump's going into quarantine. Oh, he's a scaredy cat. He's hiding like he accused Biden of doing. Then Trump, after they've criticized for not wearing the mask, is seen wearing the mask, and they begin to make fun of him for wearing the mask. Then he goes into the hospital. They say the symptoms are mild. The press reports they're lying. The symptoms are really serious. Then when they say, well, he's had some serious therapeutics, they say they're lying. He doesn't really have a serious disease. And then when he goes out in the limousine to wave to his supporters, they call it irresponsible, reckless, a joyride, political theater. And this is the same press that didn't have anything to say when Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, a bunch of Democrat Congress members went into the vestibule of the Hill and posed kneeling while wearing masks. And the press didn't call that political theater.
No.
They say that Trump goes out in a sealed SUV with the AC on, with his mask on, with the Secret Service agents in a separate compartment, and they say, oh, he's endangering the Secret Service agents. And to which I really like Dan Bongino responded, who was a former Secret Service agent, saying, you don't have the slightest idea what we go through, and you don't have the slightest idea what loyalty we show to the president. You don't endanger the life of a Secret Service agent. We endanger our own lives. And by the way, when I mentioned Dan Bongino, lots of prayers for Dan.
Yes, exactly.
Has a medical problem of his own that he's facing right now.
He's got a growth in his throat, was what I heard. And Dan lives nearby where I live, and I was hoping to meet up with him. But I'll tell you, what a patriot, what a defender of liberty he has been at a time that we really need this, because our liberty stands in the balance of all this, James. With all the negative press and the media, they're just so upset because, you know, Donald Trump has a Twitter following that dwarfs their subscription base. I mean, he's, what, 80, 90 million followers? And some of these publications are lucky, you know, to have, several hundred thousand, subscribers.
No, that is true. You know, and what I think the press doesn't understand, Hollywood doesn't understand, they don't understand the bond that we who appreciate and love President Donald Trump, they don't understand that bond. It's a family bond.
Mm-hmm.
And those 80,000 people that follow the president, the
80 million
share a bond with each other.
Exactly.
We understand how this billionaire has sacrificed. We understand the great life he led and what he left behind because he loves the country.
James,
we understand what he's been up against.
Exactly. James, imagine Hillary Clinton president. Three nominees, three confirmations in the Supreme Court, we'd be the United States of California right away, lickety-split. We'd be done.
I mean, it's just, that's the first thing President Trump saved us from. He saved us from a Hillary Clinton presidency, and we can see what she's morphed into. She's a right-out-of-central casting villain, kind of like the way Nancy Pelosi has become Cruella de Vil.
Right.
And yeah, it's a shame that we have to put up with Pelosi every day.
Right.
Having Hillary in the White House, he saved us from that, but he's done so much else in his ability to fight off literally all of the institutions of the world, all the globalist institutions, the New World Order institutions, the old line bureaucracy, the so-called deep state.
We got to leave it there, as always. James, how can people be in touch with you?
Oh, they can check me out at JamesHirsen, HIRSEN.com. We have articles and music. And they can also check me out. I'm very active on the social media, Twitter, @TheJimJams, and Facebook under James Hirsen. Check me out. I'm very active, HIRSEN.
Thank you, James. Take care, buddy.
All right, you too.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Mark your calendars for Prime Day, October 13th and 14th, where Prime members worldwide get 48 hours to save big and shop early ahead of the holiday season. Prime Day will include more than 1 million deals globally across categories like TVs, smart home, fashion, furniture, toys, and much more. In addition to helping members save, Amazon is investing more than $100 million to help small businesses increase their sales and reach new customers. Katie Larson, Amazon, says,
today through October 12th, Prime members who spend 10 $10 on eligible items sold by small businesses in Amazon's store will earn a $10 credit to use on Prime Day. Amazon is also offering the Spend $10, Get $10 promotions at physical retail locations, including Whole Foods Market, Amazon Fresh, Amazon Go stores, Amazon 4-Star, Amazon Books, and more.
Become a Prime member today and enjoy a 30-day free trial by visiting amazon.com/PrimeDay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The only candidate and the only campaign to use foreign disinformation in 2016 was Hillary Clinton.
Republican Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas speaking there on Fox News, reacting to the news that President Trump announced he has authorized total declassification of documents related to the Russia investigation, as well as the emails belonging to former Secretary of State and presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. President Trump is calling for a standalone bill to send a second round of stimulus checks. The president saying the checks will go out immediately and he's ready to sign it now. That news comes as President Trump instructed administration officials on Tuesday to end talks with Democrats on another coronavirus stimulus bill. The president saying Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi was asking for too much funding and not negotiating in good faith. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your golden. The strength of fight, your golden. You've come so far, keep going. Here comes a comeback.
Bill Martinez.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here, and the Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund political director. He is TPP's man in Washington. Bill Pascoe joins us now. Hey, Bill, how are we doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. It's life as usual there on the Beltway. The president back in the Oval Office and has, you know, taken on head-to-head, went head-to-head with the virus and came out and, you know, kind of encouraged everybody to say, look, at based on the medical technology and all the experience that we have, that America should not allow this virus to overwhelm it and to control its mindset, right?
Well, you're absolutely right. The World Health Organization came out just yesterday and said that contrary to the numbers that we've been given, the World Health Organization now believes that as many as 750 million people, roughly 10% of the world's population, has at some point or other in the last year or so contracted the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
750 million people, if that's true. And we've got about 1 million deaths so far around the world. Then one out of 750 cases leads to death. That's a mortality rate of 0.14%. And that's including everybody. So when we look at different age groups, for instance, younger people under the age of 25, we still haven't reached 500 dead young people in the United States out of 210,000 or so. So this notion that, look, here's what I think we should say about the virus. I think the virus is highly contagious. I think it's not all that lethal, frankly. And so when the president says this is this is like a bad seasonal flu, I think he's right.
He's more right than wrong. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Absolutely. And so we've got to, and his message is we've got to learn to live with this thing. You know, I wish the president hadn't fallen for the Fauci line so early on that we're going to have a virus, or I'm sorry, we're going to have a vaccine that's developed for this thing. And the president put his faith in that and came out early and said, we're going to have a vaccine. And he's geared this Operation Warp Speed, you know, before any of these vaccines that are in testing and development, before any of them have been finalized and approved by the FDA, they're making hundreds of millions of doses so that the moment the FDA says, okay, this is the virus vaccine, this is the one that's approved, this is the one that works, this is the one that's safe, the moment they say that, they're literally already going to have hundreds of millions of doses on file, in stock, in a warehouse,
exactly. Mm-hmm.
Ready to be distributed. Okay, so that's one thing that a government that's got the resources that the United States government can do. Not everybody can afford to do that because there's going to be, let's face it, by definition, you're saying there's going to be an awful lot of waste in this program, but it's waste that we're willing to tolerate because of the importance of the program.
Without a doubt.
But the fact is, you know, it's 35 years later and we still don't have a vaccine for the HIV/AIDS virus. We still don't have a vaccine for the common cold virus. So, you know, I don't know that we're going to get a vaccine, but the point is, I don't know that we actually have to have a vaccine. I think that we can go back to living our lives carefully, safely, prudently. We don't have to wait for a vaccine. But we don't need to let this thing shut us down totally.
Well, unfortunately, we've allowed the election campaign season to overwhelm our common sense here, Bill. And even, you know, it galls me when the vice president claims that he would do such a better job. What indication in his 47 years could give us any kind of faith that he would do a better job than what Donald Trump has done? I mean, immediately what he did in terms of, you know, Joe Biden says, well, you know, I'd get the scientists involved. Well, we've had scientists involved from day one. You mentioned Fauci. You mentioned, you know, the CDC, Dr. Birx, a long line of scientists have been involved in this. And as you said, there's been other examples that we still haven't figured out. But right now, it just seems that everybody's opinion counts, but we're still processing this. And Joe Biden to come in and claim like somehow he's got the answer. Well, if he's got the answer, where's he been for the last 9 months?
Yeah. I don't have any reason to believe that Joe Biden would have done anything differently, because what Donald Trump has done is take the advice of all of his doctors. He's listened to Fauci. He's listened to Birx. He's listened to Redfield. They will tell you. They will tell you constantly, well, you know, we have spirited discussions, but he has followed all of our advice. This is Dr. Fauci talking.
Yes.
The president has followed all of his advice. So where would Biden do anything different? Here's where Biden and Trump would be different in the next 4 years. This is very clear. Biden has played the Walter Mondale card. He has told us up front he's going to raise taxes. He has said repeatedly, I'm going to take away those Trump tax cuts. He wants to raise the corporate rate by 33%. How do you think that's going to help companies trying to recover from the pandemic-induced recession that we've just gone through?
Exactly.
That's just craziness. The idea that coming out of a recession, we're going to raise taxes on high net worth individuals, the ones who make the investments that create the jobs in the small businesses that are the engine of job growth. You raise taxes on them and you are guaranteed to stay stuck in a recession. That's
right.
Craziness.
And how do you create 7 million jobs when you've crippled the job makers?
I don't know what he intends to do other than he's told us, he's boasted that he's going to raise taxes. Okay, guess what? Donald Trump says second term for Trump, there's going to be another tax cut. Wow. Okay, so I've got a very clear choice here as a voter. On the one hand, Biden is a guaranteed tax increase. On the other hand, Trump is a potential tax cut. Now, and I have to say it's a potential tax cut because we don't know if Republicans are going to be in control of both the House and the Senate. Obviously,
exactly.
If Republicans are in control of both the House and the Senate and President Trump gets reelected, the odds for a tax cut are greatly improved in the second term. So that's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, and that's what has to happen. And hopefully, this is what the voters are hearing, not what the mainstream media and the propaganda of the Biden machine are trying to promote.
Oh, absolutely. The propaganda. Let's just take just pause as we're getting ready for tonight's debate between Kamala Harris and Mike Pence. Let's just go back in time 1 week and a day. Let's talk about a week ago Tuesday night and the propaganda that was spewing from the moderator's chair in that
yes.
debate. I was embarrassed for Chris Wallace.
Wallace.
It was just a horrible show by a moderator. Once he lost control of that debate early on, and remember, the first guy to interrupt, I went back and watched the debate tape because I was just beside myself after that debate. I went back and watched it from start to finish a couple of times, actually. Joe Biden was the first one to interrupt. He
exactly.
was the first one to step on his opponent. And Chris Wallace didn't stop it right there. And the moment he didn't, President Trump said, oh, it's going to be like that. Okay,
right.
Well, I know how this game works. And he just took it upon himself to interrupt Biden because he knew that Wallace was not going to prevent Biden from interrupting him.
You know, and I think it's interesting here, too. Bill, I think it's interesting. Wallace came back and said, well, you know, our fact checkers, our interrupter checkers at Fox checked it out and said that Donald Trump was guilty of interrupting Biden 145 times. Biden, on his side, interrupted the president 67 times. But what he didn't say was how many times he interrupted. I'm talking
That's right.
Chris Wallace interrupted 75 times to 15. So
That's
if
right.
you add 75 to the number of interruptions that Joe Biden had interrupted the president, you've got parity there. You know, 100
yep.
and what, 142 versus 145 interruptions.
Yep, yep. It was like a tag team wrestling match,
mm-hmm.
except President Trump was by himself.
Exactly. Well, he's TPP's man in Washington, Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund political director, Bill Pasco. Bill, as always, appreciate the time. Take care, buddy.
Hey, the pleasure was mine.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again, so refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787, an equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
This report is brought to you by the National Safety Council. At least 8 people die in distracted driving crashes every single day. The National Safety Council is working to change that. This October, NSD and its partner, Truce Software, will observe the 10th anniversary of Distracted Driving Awareness Month in an effort to eliminate distractions behind the wheel. President and CEO of NSD, Lorraine M. Martin.
Distraction, along with impairment and speeding, have contributed to double-digit surges in motor vehicle fatality rates during the pandemic. More people are dying on the road despite quarantine. Now, more than ever, we must keep our eyes on the road, keep ourselves, our loved ones, and others around us safe.
This October, take the NSD Just Drive pledge and commit to driving distraction-free. TheZebra.com will donate $1 for every pledge taken and match 100% of every donation made to NSD up to $5,000 until November 6th. Visit nsd.org/pledge to take the pledge and learn how to keep you and your loved ones safe.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world and bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and he is Corey Lewandowski. We're going to talk about his new book, Trump, America First, The President Succeeds Against All Odds. Corey, good to have you back with us. Appreciate the time. How you been?
You know, Bill, I've been doing really well, so thank you so much for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to come back.
Well, especially in light of the first debate where Joe Biden made some unsubstantiated claims about the president's failing on whether it was COVID-19 or the international stage, and the president has a long list of successes. How can he make that statement without any kind of connection with reality?
Well, Joe Biden has been living in an alternate universe for a long time. We know that. You know, from him claiming that he gets 3 degrees from a university to picking the wrong university that he went to. Look, he's a prolific liar. We know that. He's a known plagiarist. He's run for president 3 times. The disappointing part about the debate was that Chris Wallace, the moderator, who I traditionally have enormous respect for, did nothing to fact check Joe Biden on any of the claims that he made. When he called, you know, when he disparaged our troops and Donald Trump called him out on it, Joe Biden said it's not true. Everybody knows it's true. Everybody's seen the video, but it doesn't matter. That debate the other night was really almost a 2-on-1, and the president still held his own.
Exactly. And he also called into account his son, which the other thing that keeps being omitted from the narrative here, Corey, is according to Judicial Watch, Hunter Biden was on over 800 flights with his dad overseas on Air Force Two. Come on. I mean, this is such obvious corruption that was going on. Are you going to tell me that Hunter Biden just went overseas on 800 occasions to, you know, carry his dad's luggage?
Well, look, we know that Hunter Biden became exceptionally wealthy while his father served in public office, first as a United States senator when he was lobbying for MBNA, the old credit card company based in Delaware that Joe had jurisdiction over, and then later as the vice president's son. And we know Burisma. We know all the money. The president raised the issue that the former mayor's wife of Moscow paid Hunter Biden $3.5 million. Joe Biden said it's not true. Of course it's true. We have the facts. Chris Wallace refused to fact check him. And Joe Biden doesn't want to talk about the fact that his son is a crack addict. We know that. He's had, you know, multiple relationships with women and strippers and refused to pay their child support until under the threat of a court order. And that's what this is. This is what we call Biden Incorporated. Between Joe's brother and Hunter, these two guys have gotten very, very rich while Joe Biden served in office.
It's been a family business, no doubt, all and most of it under the nose of Barack Obama. Where's Barack Obama in all this?
Well, Barack Obama has been, look, complicit or at minimum obtuse to everything that's gone on, from the spying on the Trump campaign. And look, the director of national intelligence just recently sent a letter to Lindsey Graham saying that they have evidence that the Hillary Clinton team, authorized by Hillary Clinton, came up with this whole Russian narrative. They asked the CIA to investigate it. They said no. They turned it over to the FBI. Barack Obama was briefed on it from the handwritten notes, which have now been produced from the former director of the CIA. And Comey and Clapper and Brennan ran an operation starting at the end of July of 2016 to discredit this president for fear of potentially losing the election. And what they did is they attacked us because of our political beliefs. They went after us because of the candidate we supported. They turned the entire force of the U.S. government with their badges and their guns against people. And they ruined people's lives, like General Mike Flynn and so many others, okay, and Carter Page and George Papadopoulos and so many others, all because they didn't like our politics. You know, they came after me. They spied on me. They spied on my family. They spied on the Trump family. It cost hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. Joe Biden knew about it. Barack Obama knew about it. And not one person, not one, has been held accountable. And to me, that's disgusting.
Well, and I thought the president made a very appropriate statement in saying so much for a peaceful transition. Don't talk to me about a peaceful transition after what you and Barack Obama did to me and my administration, right?
Well, that's exactly right. A peaceful transition. We know that on January 5th of 2017, after Donald Trump had been elected president but had not yet taken the oath of office, there was a meeting in the Oval Office with the highest levels of the government where Barack Obama told everyone to, quote, do everything directly by the book. And the reason we know that is because the former attorney general sent what we call a CYA memo to herself,
yes,
a cover your,
yeah,
you-know-what memo,
yes,
saying that,
right,
this is what the president said. And the reason you do that is because you know now that you're leaving office and someone's going to find this stuff because it lives forever. They are crooked. Barack Obama knew about this whole operation. Joe Biden knew about it. He was in the room when it was discussed about Mike Flynn recommending the use of the Logan Act to go after Mike Flynn and destroy him and his family, and not one person. And I am waiting for U.S. Attorney Durham to do something, but I'll tell you what, I'm getting tired of waiting, to be honest.
Well, you and so many Americans, Corey, because God forbid that Donald Trump does not get reelected. If that doesn't occur, all this investigation, all this corruption goes right where the Democrats would want it to be, and that's under the carpet.
Well, of course. Look, they've been trying to hide this and stall this forever. We've seen little Adam full of shit tell us that there was nothing to this. He knew from the very beginning, okay? He went out and he said that he has seen the evidence, and he can't talk about it because it was classified. He's seen the evidence against the president, and they should impeach him. Don't forget, they impeached this president over this evidence. The House of Representatives voted to formally remove the president of the United States, all based on the lies of some staffer who worked for Hillary Clinton, authorized by Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and Joe Biden. It was the biggest ruse the American people have ever been under. It was executed by Comey and Clapper and Brennan, and not one of these people have been held accountable. And Joe Biden,
exactly,
just because of his implication in this and his understanding of it, is not fit to be the president of the United States.
And speaking of Adam Schiff, I mean, you're talking a former officer of the court. He has a law license. Why isn't he disbarred for the misrepresentation of the facts? Just because he's a congressman, somehow there's different ethics that apply. I thought that being an attorney meant that you had to maintain a certain discipline and connection with the truth, the whole truth and nothing but.
Well, clearly you've got them members of Congress confused with people who actually have some type of morals. And, you know, the speech and debate clause is what they hide behind. They use that to say that they can say anything they want on the House floor or in committee with complete impunity. And look, when I testified in front of Congress behind closed doors in what they call a SCIF space, a secured space that there's no transmission in or out of, there's no cameras, the only people in those rooms are the members of Congress who are elected. Before I finished my testimony and I walked out of that room, the media knew everything I had said. because Adam Schiff was getting up and walking out and telling everybody what was going on, a clear violation of at minimum House protocols, and more likely an ethics violation that would allow him to be disbarred for leaking classified information.
Exactly. Well, this has been quite the expose, and we can thank Donald Trump for this. We knew with him coming into the Beltway that he was going to expose the swamp. He continues to do this. Now it's going to be up to the American people to decide. Corey, while I have you on, we have a couple minutes left here. I want to talk about COVID-19 and this narrative that the Democrats and Joe Biden persist on putting out there that the president did so little about COVID-19. That doesn't square up with all the things that have been reported. I mean, not by the mainstream media, but that which we know that the president did, including shutting down airlines from China to the West Coast. Break that down for our audience, if you would.
You know, the president acted very swiftly and very decisively and made the executive decision to ban all flights coming in from mainland China unless you were an American citizen or a permanent green card holder and you were coming home. When he did that, he was immediately called a xenophobic, a racist, a misogynist, and everything else because he was supposedly attacking the people of China for this. And that's when we saw Nancy Pelosi walking through the streets of Chinatown saying there is nothing wrong, there's nothing with this virus. And the only issue that they were focusing on while the president was focused on the Chinese virus was probably renaming post office in Washington, D.C. And so then what did Joe Biden do? He laid out a 7-point plan of what he would have done had he been the president. But what he failed to mention was all 7 points on those things are something that Donald Trump had already done. Plus, the president implemented what's called the DPA, or the Defense Production Act, and he forced private sector companies to retool so that we could have enough ventilators for anybody who needed them. He sent Navy ships up into New York and out to California so that there were additional hospital beds inside if they were needed. He listened to the experts. He recommended mask wearing. We closed the greatest economy in the world to save every life possible. And if you listen to Joe Biden, what he would have done and what he would continue to do is not have any accountability. He would listen to some unelected bureaucrat who would say, close the economy in perpetuity. I'll keep getting my paycheck as a government official. You guys all stay at home. Your businesses will fail. You'll go into divorce. You'll have alcoholism issues. You'll go bankrupt. But don't worry. You know what? The government is here to solve your problems. It's the old Ronald Reagan line. I'm from the government. What can I do to help? And the answer is nothing. It scares you to death. And Donald Trump won't allow that.
Well, Corey, what do you expect in debate number two?
You know, it's a different format. Debate number two is a town hall format where individuals in the audience will have the opportunity. Now, supposedly they're supposed to be pre-vetted and they're supposed to be unaffiliated voters and they're supposed to be undecided voters. But look, you and I have seen this many, many times. Last night was a 2-on-1 debate. So my guess is the audience will be stacked. It will be a different opportunity for the president to answer questions. There'll be no direct interaction between Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
Exactly. Well, Corey Lewandowski and David Bossie have done it again. The best-selling authors are giving us their latest book, Trump, America First, The President Succeeds Against All Odds. Corey, as always, appreciate the time. You take care.
Thank you so much.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.